Alrighty then. Our next item is Atlantic Auction Company Incorporated Conditional Use Number 1518, amended condition Route 17 and Road 353.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval. The conditional use for self-storage in an office located on 4.79 acres was approved by the county on January 27th of 2004 with 10 conditions. A condition of approval 4 reads, no outside storage shall be allowed on the premises. The approved final site plan is for an office and eight self-storage buildings. Site plan was approved October 14th of 2004 by the commission. The owner is requesting that condition of approval number 4 be deleted. This request is due to the downturn in the economy at this time. He's requesting that outside storage be permitted until the economy improves and the future buildings are built. The developer is willing to put a time restriction of maybe 5 to 7 years on the request if the commission deems it necessary. When the commission recommended approval of this application, that condition of approval number 4 stated that no outside storage except for boats and RVs shall be allowed on the premises. The county council, when they approved the ordinance, they removed the word except for boats and RVs. And usually when condition originates at the commission, you have the authority to amend it, but with the wording being changed, we're questioning whether it has to go back to a hearing now.
Well, the thing is, they amended a condition, so in my mind it became their condition at that point. It's not our condition.
We put this on the agenda before we
realize
that the condition had changed. Yes.
Yeah, it really needs to go upstairs because it was their, when they changed ours, it made it theirs, I would suggest to you.
Right, we only made a recommendation.
Well, right, we made a recommendation which included that condition as a recommendation. They changed it so it became an approval with their condition.
Right.
So it really needs to go to them. In the interest of the applicant, if you could get it in front of them as soon as possible, I think everybody would be well served.
But typically, haven't we, that's been one of the conditions that we've been imposing on the storage
typically
areas, no outside.
Typically it has been, I think, in a lot of instances that it's been is a concern of neighbors in a lot of instances, so we've sort of been doing that in the last 4 or 5 years anyway.
At least depending on the type of storage they were coming in for.
And I think it's
worth, screened or whatever.
It's probably worth revisiting because I think we kind of started doing that without giving a whole lot of consideration to it. I won't say automatically, but we were just pretty much categorically saying no outside storage without a whole lot of regard to the surroundings and so on, just because it had been so much of an issue before. But it might be worth revisiting on this, especially economy being what it is.
But we don't want to sacrifice the aesthetics of our community for sake of the economy.
Oh, I don't
creating,
disagree.
Waste yards.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying it might be worth revisiting the actual site and situation. But it's not ours. It belongs to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If council materially changed that, it's going to go back.
Okay. I don't disagree with anything you said. I think you're right, but it's going to be their call.
Yep.
Do we even need a vote on this? Because we
I don't think you can act on it one way or another.
Can't act on it. Yeah. Okay. Next item is Seagrass Plantation MRRP